Now time for your letters. Last week's show, of course, was filled with reviews of the events of last year. Our segment on the best and worst of sports in 2000 with Ron Rappaport seemed pretty exhaustive to us, but it didn't satisfy at least one listener, Lynn Wicks of Missoula, Montana, who wrote that she was disappointed. He didn't even mention Lance Armstrong and the incredibly difficult Tour de France. He won the race for the second year in a row after having been out with cancer. Not an injury, not a cold, but cancer. He certainly was the most extraordinary sportsman this year. But we did get praise, too, in a letter from Karen Hendricks, a listener in Logan, Utah, who says, after hearing the negative comments of an atheist listener who was angered by your piece from a Christian pastor at Christmas time, I must now take a moment to thank NPR and Weekend Edition for its diversity. NPR is not National Atheist Radio, nor is it National Christian Radio, National Jewish Radio, or National Muslim Radio. It is National Public Radio. I praise all of you for representing the viewpoints of such a diverse country. We heard from many listeners, all corners of this nation, about her segment on New Year's songs. It seems we perhaps missed a few. Lehil Kama of Columbus, Ohio, reminded us about It's Just Another New Year's Eve, sung by Barry Manilow. How could we forget Barry Manilow, which throughout the late 1970s and 80s, she wrote, was a staple of Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. John Goodwin of Blue Springs, Missouri, has another recollection. Happy New Year! On the ABBA Super Trooper album. It's not a love song. It's philosophical in places, is forward-looking, has lots of energy, and is very melodic. Gene Buck wrote to tell us that his favorite is This Is My New Year's Resolution by the great Spike Jones. Let's Start the New Year's Right by Irving Berlin. From the movie Holiday Inn was provided by Miriam Lewis of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And finally, Dan Duke of St. Paul, Minnesota, pondered another omission, New Year's Day by U2. He says it might have shed light on why there aren't more such songs. As the lyrics say, nothing changes on New Year's Day.